Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC. Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possum Hour set you upon that path. Well,
I gotta tell you, it's like this. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of corrective underwear and elevator hats. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by Monongahela Ingots. You didn't see that one coming, Jack. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Monday's Possum Hour, diddy-mow. During the week, it's clobbering time with your pal and mine, the ever-vanishing, brown-eyed thing, Benji Grimm, coming to you live from the Baxter Building Basement. Live and in color. You have to adjust your set in order to receive the color broadcast, but it's there. Believe me, it's there. GT Trenton, please get well, old chum. Everyone in the Possum Lounge is pulling for you, old friend. Strongest man on the internet. He needs our prayers. He needs our thoughts. He needs our encouragement. Because on Friday, it's Friday Night Possum. Except this week when it's not. That is me echoing in my own ear. Let's see. It's Friday Night Possum. Oh, yeah. The phone lines will be open in a few minutes. Tell them how they get a hold of it. Mexican.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
Well, first, a word from our sponsor.
Hey, honey. What's for breakfast this morning?
Nigga, please.
Hey, can't you just tell me what's for breakfast?
Nigga, please.
Introducing the tasty new breakfast cereal that's so nutty and crunchy, you'll say,
nigga, please.
Hey, Joey, some good cereal. What is it?
Nigga, please.
Nigga, please. Nigga, please. Nigga, please.
Packed with vitamins, but so tasty, even kids will say,
more nigga, please.
A high-fiber blend of seven all-natural grains, oats, barley, and almonds, deep-fried and coated with a sugary barbecue sauce.
Ask for by name.
Nigga, please.
From the makers of Cracker Ass Crackers.
Oh, yeah. That was our first caller here on the old podcast.
This here's Tiny. I live in a matchbox in the corner of the shed.
Hey, Tiny, what's up, little buddy?
Well, Carl ain't calling in again tonight. Seems he done escaped the guardhouse down there at Paris Island.
The
authorities done chased him all the way to Biloxi, Mississippi. Followed a trail of piss-stained motel mattresses all the way to the Big Muddy. Caught up with him right outside of Pascagoula. Down there eating some Gouda and Gilda. MMPs caught him by surprise. Walked right in and slapped the cuffs on him. Never knew what hit him.
Oh, man.
Poor old boy pissed himself. Oh, gotta go. That's Carl Lord on the other line. Well,
I look high, I look low, I look in everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country. I gon' move, I gon' go,
sheep. I'm gonna get me a good night's sleep. Living in a home in the heart of the country.
Out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
That's right, I'm sad and blue, because I can't do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can't do my thing, and that's why I sing. Gimme that thing.
Gimme that, gimme that, gimme, gimme that. Gimme that,
gimme that, gimme, gimme
that,
gimme, gimme
that, gimme, gimme that, gimme, gimme that, gimme, gimme that, gimme, gimme that, gimme, gimme that, gimme, gimme that, gimme, gimme that, gimme, gimme.
Holy shit, man.
It's not nice.
Whoa. 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 Whoa.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
I'll tell you, man.
I'm
going to start it off with a kicky number here.
I thought you'd be doing the show by yourself for now, Warren, after Friday night.
After that debacle?
No. Right after the show, I had to call an ambulance.
No.
I had a stomach attack. I had a stomach attack. I was walking around the house moaning, groaning. My whole body was in pain.
Jeebus H. Potatoes, what happened? What's the result? What's the skinny?
Well, by the time they got there, I felt better.
But I went anyway.
They did x-rays and everything. It's just my stomach problem.
You worry too much,
see
brother.
That guy again. That's it, man.
You know, Gigantor had a CAT scan one time. You know, where they take an x-ray of your noggin.
Yeah.
Didn't show anything. Didn't find anything. So he was okay. Yeah.
Not there. Not to see here.
Yeah.
Not to see here.
No. He's still going to vote for Trump. All right. Well, no, I mean, theoretically. All right. Man. I'm fucking half insane tonight, man. I ain't had enough sleep.
No?
The big deadline yesterday. Well, today was the big deadline.
Yeah.
And being a professional procrastinator. Yeah. You got it. I put it off till yesterday.
Uh-huh. You got it done?
Now, I think the time stamp on the email, 5:30 a.m.?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Dude, it's fucking off the hook.
Cool.
Hillary's going to have me whacked.
When are we going to see this?
I don't like to put it up there until it reaches publication, you know?
Yeah, okay.
So,
that's the way to do it.
Could be almost a month. I don't know. A couple of weeks. I'll show you.
Right.
I'll send you in private. But
okay,
it's not,
that's cool.
It's not for public consumption until it's been released, but it's a hoot. Oh my God. Well, anyway, so the aforementioned Maggie C is still here. She's
good
camped
guy
on the front porch tonight.
She never
she
made
got an exit
to DC?
Strategy. Nah, DC's out, I think. I think I'm gonna point her toward Cleveland and she grabs the train for points west. You gotta take the train home, which is very cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, because I'm out of town Friday, man. I'm out of here, man. I'm on the road, Jack. Rookstock this weekend.
Rookstock, cool. That time of year
again. My God. Dude, we usually have it in the summer, but one thing led to another. That was the thing with the guy with the birthday party. You don't need the John Bailey at the birthday party. I can't come because we planned to have it. I will postpone my daughter's birthday for 1 week so the John Bailey can come to the party. I said, okay. I said, Cal,
wow.
You got it, pal.
Oh, Jesus.
You know?
All right.
Dude, it's like that anymore. I'm becoming a superstar.
Yeah,
I'm a legend. Good. I'm a legend in my own mind.
Yes, you are. And you sound like Napoleon Solo.
That's right, man. Me and Napoleon Solo.
That's right.
Built from the same mold. I'm just a little moldier,
right.
Don't you know? What's that?
You were right. They didn't start with season one. I thought for sure they would.
Well, they already did a marathon. It was like, I think it was all black and white ones, you know?
Oh, okay.
I didn't get to watch a lot of it. Did the gorilla one show up?
I didn't see it. I didn't see a lot of it either. But
darn.
I was like,
if there is a god, the gorilla one will be on and Gumby will catch this. Because I think he's a little suspicious of the validity of this.
I was until I seen a couple of episodes. Now,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah. They had a silly season.
The continuity is horrible in that show.
Oh, sure. They didn't care. They're fucking making millions hand over fist, and chicks loved them. The men wanted to be them. The chicks wanted them. It was, to be Napoleon Solo in 1966. To have the world.
I want to see April Dancer.
The girl from Uncle. I did catch the crossover episode where Mark Slade came over and replaced Napoleon in the adventure.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think
anyway,
I that one.
So Maggie C's hanging out, and so I hauled her along to the gig Saturday night down in Cincinnati. Yeah. Oh, look at that. Look who's here, man. Cat out the kitchen just popped in, man. I ain't seen her in a month.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So, anyway, I says, I don't know, man. I was starting to wonder about her. She was, impressed by Cincinnati, man. She was impressed with Cincinnati. I wasn't out to impress her with that move, you know, taking her to Cincinnati. It was just...
Okay. No, you work in dramatics, aren't you?
Dude, I'm always working it.
Bring her to the big basket.
Oh, we may see the big basket before we're done.
Okay.
We talked about it. And, so we're at the gig, man, and then, you know, and it starts off so cool. Everybody's like dressed to the nines, you know.
Okay.
Tuxedoville. And I'm thinking, holy jeez, I'm underdressed. But it was cool. It starts off and the DJ's playing Frank Sinatra.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I'm going to love tonight. I'm going to love tonight. I mean, the roughest thing that went by on that thing was Billy Joel. You know, I'm like, oh, I can do this. I can get through this gig. Well, after dinner's over... Then the dancing shoes go on, and the fucking music goes up to the fucking mic.
Oh, no.
So she got to witness firsthand and understand why I blow these motherfucking things up. Tonight's entry into the blow-up pantheon. Kimmy Trumpet and Savage with Freaks. This may just be a big bunch of white noise. But,
That's racist.
Here it goes. What?
Who are you chasing? Somebody chasing you?
Nobody's chasing me, boy. I've been chasing my goddamn mania all the way from Texarkana, Texas.
All you ever do is be a hoe, play a kid, and whip your ass at the same time.
Black collar attack, right collar attack.
Debate.
No!
Make the
tub, ladies and germs. Oh, yeah.
Good stuff.
Oh, man. Cat just asked where Wendy was, man.
Yeah.
GT Trent says the lovely Reverend Wendy was sold on eBay. Damn. Malt Liquor Man, he went on Craigslist.
We're losing him.
John Link's still available. You just have to come pick him up.
You're gonna have to fight a Gumby. One of these days, I'm going to keel over. I feel kind of
Oh, jeez, dude. Don't keel over, man. I'll have no excuse to do this then. It's like
I even missed Joe Booney's anniversary show Friday or Saturday morning.
Oh, my God, man. That's scary shit. Well, I'm going to Doc Friday, man, because I'm scared to death of this blood pressure.
Yeah?
You know? Shit,
and I still haven't heard from my other doctor whether I have
Lyme disease
or not. Yeah.
Well, you're worrying yourself sick. You got a stomach ulcer worrying about the fucking Lyme disease. These guys need to get together, man, and I could solve your problems in 5 minutes.
There you go. I think a $9.99 case of Maddie's will do it.
Find out what that's like first. That's my advice. That's my advice to you, my friend. Okay, Maggie C said this. She's having a snack, so she's not on the line right now. She said, I was a man's man, and Gumby is a lady's man. Now, what does she mean by that?
Well, man's man is like John Wayne, right? It's like John Wayne.
So I'm John Wayne and you're Dean Martin.
Dean Martin. There you go.
Okay.
I'll take that.
All
right.
All right. That's fair.
Personally, I think we're both Walter Brennan. But, it's nice.
Well, that's the ugly truth of the matter. Dad!
Hi, Stumpy.
Hey, Stumpy! Hey! Joe Stumpy! Joe! Hey!
All right. Let's give a shout-out to that sparse but wonderful crowd out there in Possum Land. Possum Land! Well, I hate to do it, but Dr. Cake!
Top
of the list. She hates being up there. She hates... She likes to maintain a low profile.
All right, okay.
But that's not possible because it would not be a show without Dr. Cake. Thank you.
Dr. Cake.
Maggie C is a man? No, no. Maggie C is a chick, yeah. Yep. All right, there's Getting 4 USA.
4 USA.
Welcome to the show, my friend.
There was no Derek and Kay last night, man. Me and 4 USA didn't know what the hell to do.
Man, we were going to tune in, man.
Yeah.
I was in the middle of freak out zone, man. Getting that cartoon. It was like giving birth. It is every time, but it's a beautiful baby, man.
I can't wait to see it.
I was in labor for 12, 14 hours there. GT Trenton's here, my old pal. GTO. Someday, son, I'm going to keep all my promises to you, and you know who you are. Strongest man on the internet.
Indeed.
Guest 2577, I must say. Welcome to the show, Carl Rove. All right. He got bored with the. He got bored with the debate there. Debate. You know what? They put it on against Possum Hour so nobody'd watch it. Cat out the Getch is here.
Yes.
Welcome back to the lounge, Cat out the Getch. We have missed you. You spitfire,
yes.
You. Congratulations on the new howl.
Yes,
she's got a fucking howl. It's beautiful.
Beauty,
better yet,
beauty.
She's got a barn. Oh, my God.
That's right. Good.
And ladies and gentlemen, bringing up the rear is the sinister minister of finance and parking, Professor R.J. Gumby. Ladies and gentlemen, the Possum Lounge.
And your super host, Commodore Deckard.
As the Beaver.
Absolutely.
All right. Good night, everybody. Drive carefully.
You know, it's funny, tonight's show, you know, I upload these whimsical, hopefully, audio files for your enjoyment. Every file, for some reason, reads 3 minutes and 58 seconds. That's why I was candid camera, because I had the what's playing now, the R. Man Flint theme, and I went, Jesus Christ, 3 minutes and 58 seconds. That's too long for the theme song. I'll have to play something else. No, everything's 3 minutes and 58 seconds. You'll never get back. Oh, that's the hubby's man cave, the barn. Fucking egg, man.
Yep.
I knew that. I saw that coming a mile away. Brother.
Oh, yeah.
Brother. We get a poker table set up back in there. You wait.
Yep.
Coming. They'll be out there dressed up like Civil War dudes playing poker in your barn.
Uh-huh.
Yep. 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 And yep.
Life is good.
Life is great.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
As long as I get
I
them pills Friday.
I realize that after Friday. You know what? Life is
good. Fuck yeah, man. Rush with death is always good to remind you that, hey, Chief, you know, bigger problems than the, drippy faucet. Trenton wants 4 to 5 pigs, 3 cows, and 30 chickens and 30 turkeys. And that's just for lunch.
Good God.
Yeah. I seen a picture of his lunch the other day.
Okay.
And, had 36 pigs, but no cows.
Huh.
Yeah.
And I'm...
Sorry, dude. I didn't mean to step on you, man. What's up?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I said, I'm the one with stomach problems, and he's eating all that crap.
You should see this. Well, you hear him all the time.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, my God. Magic C will tell you yesterday. Get the fuck out. Food was had in Rancho Grenache. Was served. Whoa. That's what I said. Easy for you to say. No. My ex-wife had left me 2 filet mignon.
Yeah. Good, good.
Now, I don't mean filet mignon like you buy at a supermarket, okay? You know what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
This was fucking shit.
Was she Ted watching?
Yeah, she watched Ted week
good.
Before, so she left me 2 filet mignon, man. Oh, my God, man, I cooked them perfectly. They were pink in the middle and brown. Oh, my God. And then we picked up a couple of baked taters. She's a little weird, man. She picked out a normal potato for me, but she picked, like, the ugliest, weirdest-looking fucking potato for her son. She didn't say anything about
potato.
It, but... Oh, this thing was all misshapen, man. It was a credge. It was a potato credge. And she says, she didn't say nothing, you know, but when I served, I got the dinner ready and everything. I laid it out, and I had the potatoes there on the plates. And then I said, I, last minute, I said, "Oh no, I'll bet you she wanted the fucking gnarly one." So I switched to potatoes. She says, "Yep, that was the one I picked out." And fucking, because mine totally looked like a fucking potato. Her looked like, Jimmy Durante's profile or something. That was weird looking shit. I don't get it, man. Oh, well. She's a nice girl, man. We're having fun. But,
that's,
you know,
good.
Like fish, after 3 days, house guests begin to stink. No. I kid because I love. But, yeah. All right, I got a quickie.
There's a quickie on it.
All right. Unfortunately, it's 3 minutes and 58 seconds long, but hang in there.
Where are those good old-fashioned balls of yesteryear? Those good old-fashioned balls we held so dear. Nights filled with pleasure, I'll always treasure. Gone are the days of our balls. Give me those good old-fashioned balls I love so much, and all the tender things I love to touch. They've been laid away, long gone is the day when our balls were a big, big thing. We'd have things to eat, both cold and hot meat, all garnished so pretty and grand. And if you were tired, but still felt inspired, then you could depend on your hand. Some carriage gone forever, the pretty bell. Gone forever, the kiss and tell. Folks would come for miles, they would all be smiles at the sight of our balls so grand. Everybody sing along and swish! Where are those good old-fashioned balls of yesteryear? Those good old-fashioned balls we held so dear. They were such delight, both by day and night, and nothing but great big balls. Bring back those good old-fashioned balls with tenderness, those good old-fashioned balls and fancy dress. You'd be the hostess who had the mostest if you but held those balls. Today we have twisting and cha-cha-cha. Back then we had frolics and woo-pa-pa. The ladies were grand, they held in their hand the power to pull off such balls and picnics. Gone are the jubilees, days of majesty and fashion tease. Balls are never more what they were before. They've been replaced by a cocktail party. If they could return, I would rejoice. Hoist the flag on high and raise my voice. All I can dream of, bring back the cream of those balls. Balls, balls,
balls. Oh, the crowd goes wild. What do you know?
He said twisted, I got a little squirmy.
Oh, yeah, that gives you, yeah, that makes you go, hang. The way that guys gets me are the skateboarders going down the stairs and then they hit the rail with their crotch. I feel that one all the way. I just go, you don't do that. But to get back to these steaks, she bites into the steak and she says, is this infused with butter or something? That's how fucking great they were, man. They melted in your fucking. Because these this is the farm raised cattle, see, and it's not put to death in a traumatic way, you know. In fact, they you know, sit there and show him pictures of vacation spots. And then when he's not looking, gank him. So you don't even see it coming.
I think you're thinking of that Chuck Heston movie.
Oh, wait. Yeah, but still. The meat is not all traumatized, see? So steak, you cannot buy this steak in a grocery store is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a thing that is unique, rare. And I figured we probably had the best dinner in the county last night.
Good
easily,
stuff.
Hands down. Oh. Nobody
That's
was eating
great,
as good as we were.
Soylent Green.
Yeah, Soylent Green, the hotel.
Where they did Robinson. Where they did Robinson.
Yeah, see? Soylent Green, it's people. Yeah, have a bite. I'm delicious.
What was his name? Book?
I'm on the menu. Just look for books.
You're not in the mood for that.
Yeah, I'm always in the mood for that. Yeah. See?
Rico.
See? Yeah. Yeah.
Take it all, Rico.
All right. Holy shit.
Go, team. Go.
Okay. In case you were wondering what the score was in the big Pirate Cub game tonight, they're in the bottom of the ninth, 12-2 Cubs.
Okay, all right.
Gee, many Christmas. That's going to leave a mark. Well, no, they were talking yesterday. They're going, well, you know, going into that Cubby series, they've got everything wrapped up. They've got home field advantage even in the next season, by the way. Their record is tremendous. So they've got nothing to play for when they come to Pittsburgh this week. Pirates have a good chance of beating them, I think. Oh, really? I think tend to agree. 12-2. This ain't a good year to be a Bucko fan, I'll tell you what.
See, that's why I prefer basketball. They could be
elucidate.
Way down. They could be way down with just a couple of minutes left and still have a chance. Whereas your game is over. I mean, it's done.
Oh, come on. That thing was probably over when they sang the Star Spangled Banner, okay? There's Yankee Tim has joined us in the Possum Lounge,
whoa,
ladies and germs.
Yankee Tim's
and you know what? It's about time, sir. Welcome. We've congratulated your lovely better half on your purchase of a new domicile with a barn.
Bad
barn, man. I would so love a barn.
Oh, it's just a big shed.
Okay, a big shed would work, too. I'm up for anything.
With two sheds.
All right. Two sheds, even better. Well, if I got another shed, I would have two sheds, and then I would be, essentially.
Commodore Two Sheds.
Commodore Two Sheds Jackson Decker. Easy for you to say. Or it could be Thor, 5 o'clock shadow, Two Sheds Jackson Incubator Jones. I don't know. But I do know, we're good, glad to see Yankee Tim. Haven't seen him in a while, the old Civil War reenactor himself. He only plays for the North because nobody else wanted to.
There you go.
All right, tonight. We have one? Oh, jeez. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's under 358.
3 minutes and 58 seconds tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's the one.
The phenomenon. It's like my entire life. It's 3 minutes and 58 seconds long today. They're not British. That's British. I like the British flag. I think it's handsome.
Oh, yeah.
I like the American flag, too. I think it's a handsome flag.
The Union Jack.
Union Jack. I think the Confederate flag's a good-looking flag.
Yeah, why not?
But, you know, 3 minutes, you'll never get back. What do I know?
I'm
so wet from standing in the shower. I'm so wet from standing here all day. I'm so wet from beneath the shower at the good old YMCA.
I would like to wash your back.
Not if it's a sneak attack.
Wash your back.
Sneak attack. Oh, I'm so wet from standing in the shower. I'm so shriveled and I am a mess. I'm just drenched from being in the shower. Why I stay, you really couldn't guess.
Did you drop this piece of soap?
Certainly, you silly dope.
Piece of soap?
Silly dope.
Wash your back.
Sneak attack. Oh, I'm so wet from standing in the shower with that water hammering at my head. They have really got such water power. It could send you home and into bed.
Would you like to make a day?
I can almost hardly wait.
Make a day?
Hardly wait.
Piece of soap?
Silly dope.
Wash your back.
Sneak attack. Oh, I'm so wet from standing in the shower. Dull and dreary is just what it is. Still, I wait with patience in the shower with two towels marked clearly his and his.
Do you have a place nearby?
Take me there, but let us fly.
Place nearby?
Let us fly.
Make it a.
Hardly wait.
Piece of soap.
Silly dope.
Brush your back.
Sneak attack. Oh, I'm so wet from standing in the shower. I'm so wet from hanging around all day. I should smell just like a pretty flower after all the soap I've used today.
Do you use that soap from France?
Certainly. Why take a chance?
Soap from France?
Take a chance.
Place nearby?
Let us fly.
Make it eight.
Hardly wait.
Piece of soap.
Silly dope.
Brush your back.
Sneak attack. Oh, I'm so cold and shriveled from the water dripping down upon my tiny frame. I'm so drenched that maybe I just oughta leave this place and just give up the game.
Do you think it's worth the price?
Sometimes it is very nice.
Worth the price?
Very nice.
Soap from France?
Take a chance.
Place nearby?
Let us fly.
Make it eight.
Hardly wait.
Piece of soap.
Silly dope.
Wash your back.
Sneak attack.
Oh, I'm so wet from standing in the shower. I'm so wet from standing here all day. I'm sucked through from being in the shower. Guess I'll go and try another day.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is...
correspondent at the presidential debates.
Your Excellency, General Cooper says that the Sylvanian troops are about to land on Fredonia soil. This means war.
Something must be done. War would mean a prohibitive increase in our taxes.
Hey, I got an uncle lives in Texas.
No, I'm talking about taxes, money, dollars.
Dallas, that's where my uncle lives, Dallas, Texas.
Oh. More bad news. Didn't I tell you?
Your Excellency.
What's on your mind, babe?
In behalf of the women of Fredonia, I have taken it upon myself to make one final effort to prevent war.
No kidding.
I've talked to Ambassador Trentino, and he says Sylvania doesn't want war either.
Either.
Doesn't want war either.
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 Skip it.
I've taken the liberty of asking the ambassador to come over here, because we both felt that a friendly conference would settle everything peacefully. He'll be here any moment.
Mrs. Teasdale, you did a noble deed. I'd be unworthy of the high trust that's been placed in me if I didn't do everything within my power to keep our beloved Fredonia at peace with the world. I'd be only too happy to meet Ambassador Trentino and offer him, on behalf of my country, the right hand of good fellowship. And I feel sure that he will accept this gesture in the spirit in which it is offered. But suppose he doesn't. A fine thing that'll be. I hold out my hand and he refuses to accept it. That'll add a lot to my prestige, won't it? Me, the head of a country snubbed by a foreign ambassador. Who does he think he is, that he can come here and make a sap out of me in front of all my people? Think of it. I hold out my hand, and that hyena refuses to accept it. Why, the cheap, ball-crushing swine, he'll never get away with it, I tell you. He'll never get away with it. So, you refuse to shake hands with me, eh?
Mrs. Steele, this is the last straw. There's no turning back now. This means war.
And that's war.
Right.
Upstart.
That hyena. That hyena.
Classic shit. I love
man,
that.
I'll never forget discovering the Marx Brothers, and I'm like, oh my God, man.
Uh-huh.
How'd they let them do that shit? Oh, did you get your little? I sent you a little PM on Facebook during the 3 minutes. You like it? What do you think?
I think it's great. I tell you what, man, you got Hillary. You got that grin on her.
Dude, I own Hillary Clinton. Okay.
Yes, you do. Yes, you
if that bitch is going to be stupid enough to get elected president, well. She's in my fucking hip pocket, brother.
Hey, either way, the cartoonist of the world wins.
Well, that's it. And you got to look at it that way.
Yeah.
Now, Trump looks pretty good, actually, in the cartoon.
Yeah.
Except for the Nazi pin. That's kind of bad.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Dude, I was freaking out on that thing all night. Fucking Hillary was killing me, man. Fucking
you worked
killing
better under
me.
Pressure, man. Keep
you gotta have the gun to your head, brother. Shit.
Procrastination's good for you, Commodore.
I'll tell you what. Well, here's our top story tonight.
The
news. It's from Newsweek magazine. Newsweek magazine. Are they a parody site now, or? Because I looked this thing over several times. I said, "Is this?" All right. Headline: Is Donald Trump really just Andy Kaufman in disguise? An investigation.
Now they're stealing from memes. From Facebook memes?
This is
Jesus
Newsweek.
Christ.
Newsweek. Newsweek. Okay. Forget the logistical obstacles. Ignore the temporal and practical impossibilities that Andy Kaufman died of lung cancer in 1984, that Trump has a life story far predating Kaufman's career, and that the two men bear little physical resemblance, that Trump's wives and children haven't let slip a word about the ruse. Just consider that the GOP presidential nominee is a character invented and with characteristically unflinching dedication performed by the performance artist Andy Kaufman. It's simple. Einhorn is Finkel. Finkel is Einhorn. Trump is Kaufman. Well, yeah. I don't think so.
I think that Tony guy is Trump.
Tony Clifton, hey,
Tony,
now that
Tony
could be.
Clifton.
Yeah, Trump. Yeah. I think Trump is Tony Clifton in disguise. Hey, look at a broad over here. Lying Hillary. Hey, can I get a rim shot? Here all week. Try the veal. Boy,
oh,
my pips stink. What's up with that? I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
I want to see Trump wrestle women.
Ooh! No, bear wrestling. I want to see Hillary wrestle a bear.
Oh,
that's how they should decide this. Bear wrestling. You know, that's a big problem. That's a big fucking problem, man. They get these bears, and then they wrestle them, man. And the bears don't want to wrestle. Bears are peace-loving creatures.
Yeah.
Don't wrestle the bear. Don't poke the bear. By the way. Also, we mentioned the... Maggie C's been here since Thursday. and been drinking the water infused with chromium 6. I don't know how that's affected her mentally. She hasn't called back in. I don't know, man.
You're not going to send her back home damaged, are you?
Well, you know, the funny thing was she keeps being amazed that the crap I say on this show is actually true, you know.
Has she met Chet yet?
Oh, yeah. She saw Chet, yeah.
Hey, what's up?
We got to get her to call in Friday or next Monday.
Well, she might call in tonight. I don't know. She said she was hungry and going to call in, but I don't know what she's doing out there.
Still on the porch?
Not my concern right now. My concern is being the personable host. Yes.
Big smoker?
Not real heavy. Well, a lot heavier than me. I mean, I don't smoke anymore. She's probably about a pack a day. I don't know. Something like that.
Well, I was just wondering, because Friday she was out back. Today she's out the porch.
Yeah, she's out the front porch, man. She discovered the front porch, which is the chief, you know. That's the fucking thing.
You got to get a picture of her in front of the Edwin J. Hill portrait.
Jesus Christ, she's photographed everything in the fucking crib. taking the pictures of the bar and the crazy shit on the shelves over there. Although the other day, man, we went shopping. I found the Scotty Mobile, man. This van with Scotty on it. And then I get home and I'm thinking, well, what the hell Scotty need with a fucking van? He's got a spaceship. You know?
Well, is there a picture of Scotty on it?
Yeah, picture Scotty, and it's like, what's it say on it? It says, I just got his picture and shit, and the picture of the Enterprise. Yeah. It's a Hot Wheel. You know.
So was it a commercial vehicle, or was it private owned, or some Trekkie?
No, it was a Hot Wheel car, you know.
Oh, okay. I thought an actual one.
Yeah, I bought it at the grocery store. Yeah, it's got a picture of Enterprise there.
An actual car.
Scotty. On the, let's see, on the back it says, caution, driver is drunk on scotch. So there you go.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of scotch, Maggie C. comes here, she says, abscessed tooth. Jesus Christ, you want to go to the emergency room? You know,
ooh,
this is a thing.
Yeah.
Well, I hooked her up, man. I gave her a little bit of that $50 bottle scotch, right?
Oh, okay.
Don't take much. Switched that around. Fucking cured her right there, man. Like, instantly. So.
That'll do it.
Yeah. If you have an oral abscess infection, I recommend Ardbeg Scotch. For all your swishing needs. Okay, here we go.
I still have my bottle of scotch from Scotland. 1996.
Oh, really?
It's,
is
it's
that for the
airplane,
end times?
Airplane bottle type thing.
Is that for the end times? The radio says, all right, everybody, the comet is heading toward the planet.
Yeah.
About 15 minutes left. Everybody join hands, pray.
That's what I'm saving it for. Hey, I should have
gone to
down Friday Shemp. While I was dying.
If you have scotch, drink it now. Because it's all over, man. This is it. This is the end of times. All right. We're stretching this out. Thank goodness.
Well, Magic Seas. Right.
Most popular baby names. Here's the these are voted the worst baby names, okay?
Yep.
I'm in the baby names because I write the names on the faces.
Yeah, I've seen some of those names. Jesus Christ.
21 baby names. What is this? Number one, Elizabeth. Elizabeth. Elizabeth?
What the fuck?
Sounds like lizard breath, right?
Yeah.
Elizabeth, come on. Don't do that to a child. Meldor. Meldor.
That sounds like a Star Trek name.
It's close. It's Lord of the Rings.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, good night, Kat. Say good night, Kat. I bet you Yankee Tim's right behind her. Celebrating that new house. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, Gumby. You remember those days, huh? Back
you?
When we were young.
Yeah, baby.
Meldor. Get out of here. Oh, here we go. Olivia. Okay, but not Olivia. A-L-I-V-I-Y-A-H.
Olivia? What the fuck?
Olivia.
What's the matter with
pronounced like Olivia Newton-John, but it's A-L-I-V-I-Y-A-H. Shut up. Okay. Number four. Marich. M-H-A-V-R-Y-C-H.
Oh. Isn't that something you put on the front line?
I think it's a salve. But it's a play on Maverick, I guess. Beverly. Beverly, that's beauty. I love that one. I'm going to name my next child Beverly. B-E-B-E-R-L-Y.
Oh,
you got Beverly. Danger.
Oh,
danger. Danger.
Danger.
That's good.
Danger
that's
mouth.
Good for men. That's good for girls, little girls, little boys.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. They're kidding now. They're kidding now. Let's check this out. Number seven, Little Sweet Meat.
Oh,
Little
no.
Sweet Meat. Yeah, Little Sweet Meat. Beauty. Now, I've seen this one many times. This is very popular, actually. Nevaeh.
Nevaeh?
Nevaeh. Nevaeh. It's heaven spelled backward.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that, too. Some celebrity did that to her kid, I think.
Dopey, dopey, dopey. No, Dr. Cake, not Beverly. 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 Beverly.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Back to our show.
Purple toupee is here to stay. Wow.
All right, man. That was, they might be giants. I'm not sure if they are or not, but they might be. Yeah.
They weren't too bad. Too bad of a group.
I never got into it,
but they're that bad.
I apologize for playing such modern music.
cool. It's good for a change.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we got Jay Bird on the line.
Jay Bird. Yes.
I got a theory about the weird baby names.
Okay, yeah, go right ahead.
The mothers are still all hyped up on the drugs, and they just say whatever they're tripping on, and then suddenly write their name down.
Yep. I'm close to that theory. I think the parents are just morons and can't spell. They don't know.
Oh, well, in some cases that's true, and so I'm sure Jay Bird's scenario is also true in many cases. But sometimes they just
sweet meat.
Sweet meat, little sweet meat.
Little sweet meat.
I'm in
germs.
I'm in the name the baby Nevaeh.
Nevaeh. Nevaeh. I've drawn several Nevaehs over the years. That's been around for a while.
That's a shame.
But danger, you know.
Yeah, danger.
If your last name was Robinson, you could make his middle name Will, and then he'd be Danger Will Robinson.
There you go. Danger.
Hey, Jaybird, did you hear about the chromium 6 in the water here?
Yeah, and I'm glad to say I've been off of city water for several years now. I still bathe in it, which is hard to avoid, but I do not drink it.
Yeah.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Jaybird's all up on it. Dude, I started doing the fucking shit in the morning, the apple cider vinegar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that an eye-opener? You know, ladies and gentlemen, forget your coffee. All you need to do is pour yourself a shot glass full of apple cider vinegar and whack that first thing in the morning. I'll tell you what, if you ain't up, you going to be up. Holy
mother.
It's hard to do that without looking like a spaz, like a Jerry, turning into Jerry Lewis after. I'm trying really hard to be John Wayne. I'm like, and then it's like,
forsaken by Lady Gaivu, I go.
La la la. Man, that is the most fucking blah, blah, blah.
You have to dilute it, Salvador Decker.
Oh. I did not know that.
Yeah,
that's pretty rough shit, man. I'll tell you what, man.
Your teeth.
I had to belly up to the bar to handle that shit, man. Well, we're burning daylight, kids. Let's hit that apple cider vinegar. Bam!
Yeah, he's a man's man, right, Jay Bird?
I'm a man's man. Gumby's a ladies' man.
That's right.
But you got to do it.
Jay Bird is a junk man. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Rice is cooking up.
Nah.
Man, serendipity do tonight, man. A lot of weird shit is happening.
Yeah.
Like songs I was going to play, I'm not going to play, and songs I wasn't going to play, I'm going to play, and the known and the unknown, and the known known, the unknown unknown.
Did you hear Hillary
did what?
She passed out.
What,
she
during the debate?
Out.
During the debate?
Yeah, she passed out on her face.
No way.
I didn't know that. No,
you care? Seriously?
No, I'm sorry.
She actually came to the podium, stuck her pinky in her mouth. And said, I'm with stupid.
Where do you see this shit, dude? You got to get a couple copies of the Free Press, Bird. Full color JB covers coming out for election. I'm taking no fucking prisoners in this. Am I taking any prisoners in that thing, Gumby?
Not at all.
A trail of refuse bodies, bloodied corpses, bruised egos.
Good stuff, Commodore.
You know, I really want... It wasn't even as awesome as the thing that was in my imagination, but at the end I was like, well, that'll work. That'll work.
Okay.
That'll get the job done. Especially Hillary. Holy fucking shit.
That's perfect.
That one left the park. That was.
You too, owner. You own her. She's yours.
I own fucking Hillary Clinton, man.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, we need a quickie or something here. You know,
yeah,
I'm just feeling
about,
like.
Yeah, 3 minutes and 58 seconds if you got it.
Oh. I'm not that. Anything but that.
Mighty Riverside. What?
How's that?
Play my poultry restaurant commercial.
Oh, commercial. A commercial.
Oh.
a word from our sponsor.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Okay, here we go.
It's midnight. You're carrying old frothing slosh, pale stale ale with the boom on the bottom down a lonely street. From the darkness, a voice barks.
Stick him up!
You laugh in his face.
I said reach!
You snicker when things get rough.
I take...
It's obvious you laugh at anything. So wait until you see the new Old Frothing Slosh labels. Six different funny labels make Old Frothing Slosh an uproarious party time gimmick. Serve Old Frothing Slosh and hear the gang read the labels aloud. Listen to them laugh. Watch them enjoy the great beer that's inside. Get Old Frothing Slosh wherever you buy beer. No deposit, no return. Buy the six-pack or case. Get delicious beer and plenty of laughs. You see what I mean?
Yeah. Old Frothing Slosh.
Oh, yeah.
Look for it at your local. Oh, hey, Maggie C never, she'd never seen the, she was marveling at the drive-thru, the beer dock.
They don't have one there in Oregon?
I reckon not. She's like, she wanted to say, she didn't get to see the midget. He wasn't there.
Oh.
But she did see the magician. He came out. And he gave me like one of them pistol shots and a wink, you know, like, hey, buddy, you know, and I'm like, hey, brother, because he didn't wait on me, but he walked fast. He gave me the old thing, you know, the okie doke.
Oh, you live in a fucking
She's learning. He's learning that this is all real, man. I mean, Turkey Hill, Sunshine Boys Cleaners, going there tomorrow.
Oh, God. And the big basket.
I don't know if we'll make it to the big basket. Depends on whether I drive her to the train or she takes the hound to the train. I'd feel bad. I don't want her getting on the hound again, man.
Yeah.
Fucking hound's rough. Ooh. Man, she took the hound all the way over here, man.
Yeah, shit.
Still trying to figure out why.
I was never on one.
Never rode a Greyhound bus?
Nope.
Jeez.
Never wanted to go anywhere.
Well, okay, cargo shorts. Very briefly.
Uh-huh.
Last weekend I learned that cargo shorts are going out of style.
Oh, yeah.
And wives are actually going through their husband's drawers, dresser drawers.
You had to specify.
Getting their cargo shorts and throwing them away. They're giving them to the Goodwill, which is good for Goodwill shoppers like myself.
Yeah.
But this, the cargo shorts need to be permanent.
Yeah.
Okay? Men don't carry purses. When we discovered cargo shorts, suddenly we could take all our stuff with us.
Yes. Pockets
and
are
access
important to the guys.
Jesus. Don't take away our pockets.
Uh-huh.
Save the cargo shorts. Or should it be save the cargo shorts? Probably shorts.
Get a
save.
Fanny pack, Commodore.
I have a fanny pack, but you know what? Everybody thinks I look gay when I put the fanny pack on. Not that there's anything wrong with
that.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. But if you've got cargo shorts, the fanny pack is in the rearview mirror. Thing of
right.
the past.
That's right. You're a guy.
I'm a man's
and
man.
You've got a lot of ballroom, too, in the cargo shorts.
A lot of ballroom. You got that right.
That's important.
You can have a gala day. Gala day is good enough for any man, huh? So, I think we need to yodel.
Yes,
we
do.
I look pretty stupid in this, yodeling my way across the Alps.
Yodel! Wait till I find it.
Yodel, 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 yodel. A yodel do 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 do.
Ladies and gentlemen, a treasure to behold, Mr. George Van Dusen. Oh yeah.
Was a man from Russian birth, who taught his voice there on a Russian sing along this earth. He has a wife named Rachel, such a big fat Russian dame. At night before he goes to bed, he sings her this refrain. Hoya, 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 oh lady. Hoya, hoya, walla, walla, hoya, oh lady. Rachel says to Abraham, when you sing, I feel bad. If you keep on walla, walla, hoya, you'll just drive me mad. Hoya, 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 oh lady. She tries so hard to stop him, but in vain. She says, oh, you sound so kid, this why not sing a song in it? This but he keeps on, hoya, 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 hey. Hoya, 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 oh lady. Oh lady, oh lady, oh lady. Hoya, hoya, walla, walla, hoya, oh lady. Oh lady, oh lady, oh lady, oh lady, oh lady, oh lady. Isaac Schmemakowski, Abram's friend, was living next door. At a birthday party, cause his wife was 94. Abram was invited, as he promised he would sing. But Rachel got excited when he started joining. Hoya, 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 oh lady. Hoya, 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 oh lady. Rachel says to Abraham, when you sing, I feel bad. If you keep on walla walla hoya, you will drive me mad. Hoya, 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 hoya. She tried so hard to stop him, but in vain. She says, oh, you sound so kiddish, why not sing a song in Yiddish? But he keeps on, hoya, 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 hey. Hoya, 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 oh lady. Oh lady, oh lady, oh lady. Hoya, 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 oh lady. Oh lady, oh lady, oh lady, oh lady, oh lady, oh lady.
Well, that was predictable, really, viewers. Let's say it's novelty. Thank you, viewers, and goodbye.
Ladies and gents.
I tell you what, George,
I know, sorry, man. It's the doozy. You can't deny him, man. It's the doozy.
True. So I'm reading now that Howard Dean just accused Donald Trump of being on cocaine during the debate. He said he sniffed approximately 12,000 times.
Nice.
And sipped water constantly.
Wow. Howard Dean is a doctor. He would know the signs of cocaine addiction. Oh, did I mention Porcupine Bob came to the show here?
I don't know if you did or not. Stab Rabbit Bob?
Hi, Bob!
There you go.
Thanks for coming, buddy. Sorry, no Reverend Wendy tonight. Or should I say, no lovely Reverend Wendy. Man, did you see that picture of her over the weekend?
Yes, yes. Jumping that black and white girl with that guy. Oh,
jeez Louise. I want to kill that guy. I want to be him. Motherfucker, she's beautiful.
Yeah, huh? She's that
you movie star.
That went right in my closet with the other.
Oh, yeah. Movie star Purdy. Get
she
the fuck out of here. Mary Tyler Moore ain't got nothing on that broad.
Like Wendy's got
what.
It, baby. Elaine, get those.
Nigga, please. Nigga, please.
Please. That's what I'm having for breakfast tomorrow.
Yeah, having that in the morning. Nigga, please. Ted's having nigga, please right now. Ted, am I? You done eat all the treats, brother? You gotta give the old man a break. Jeez. Well, I don't know what happened to Maggie C, man. She might have got lost in the hood. Who knows?
You know.
Living a life of illusion here, man. Man.
She looks great. Yeah.
I'm going to. I know. I'll Photoshop my head on that dude.
That's it.
There's nothing weird about that, is there?
No, not at all. And put my head on the photobomb lady in the background.
Oh, no! I'll Photoshop both of our heads on his body. Like the incredible two-headed transplant. Then we can both go bag Wendy. Yes!
I like it. I don't care as long as
I love
there.
When a plan comes together.
She looks really great, this thing.
Jesus Christ. That was off the hook. Great shot. She's very photogenic, man. Sometimes the camera just gets her and it's like, whoa. You know? That
like
was one
time.
Of them. Yeah. That was one of them. So anyway, no Friday Possum this week.
Damn.
I'm going to be at the infamous Rookstock. If you want to private message me your home number just in case I need to call for bail at any point during the weekend, appreciate that.
Okay, 555.
This
you
one is
going to
be
one.
The... That's true. Jay Bird owes me one. I'll call you, brother. Yeah, but this fucking thing's going to be off the hook, man. Everybody's getting psyched up. God.
Cool.
I mean, it's seriously, this is going to be the big mom move. This is when I go back to PA and I grace everyone with my presence, if you catch my drift. And we have a party. Class of 78.
That's me. I should be there.
You class 78, bro?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Father Judge.
Maybe it's
all boys high school.
No wonder I'm so fucked
you know,
up.
Oh, Christ. No, you know who was at who was at my senior dinner dance? And I had no idea she was going to perform. Ted, just hang on a minute. Crying out loud. Laura Falana.
Oh!
Yes!
No shit.
Dude, I used to masturbate to Lola Falana. She was on a Tonight Show.
Yeah.
That was good for a week.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Prettiest goddamn girl ever fucking walked the earth.
I'm surprised
she was right there writhing. Bumping and grinding right in front of me, man. Maddie's. What are you drinking, Jaybird? What do you got?
Happy Time Tea.
Tea? The Happy Time Tea?
Leaky
Ted,
time
go
tea.
Drink some water out of a bowl. It's tequila time. He's his dog. He won't stop. I'd like to thank everybody for coming. Yankee Tim and his lovely wife, Kat, out to get you.
That was nice.
Great people that we all root for, man, because we root for the good ones. And Bob and GT, who was here earlier. And, Murph was here.
Yes, Murph.
Ted's here.
Murph was here from Paris.
Shut up, Ted. Natties. And a cast of thousands.
2577 has been here through the whole show.
Oh, well, 2577 and me go way back.
Yeah,
we were once part of a dance team. Schmeckles and Goo Goo. It was by the way, the next song you hear will be 3 minutes and 58 seconds long.
Okay.
All right, everybody.
Hey.
Say goodnight. Natties!
Good night!
Energy!
Can get us in free, my girlfriend and me. We like the songs, but we hate to pay. Can I have your guitar? Can I ride on your car? Can you give me a role to play? Can I have an autograph? Can I sit in your lap? Are you really into witchcraft like they say? Can I follow you home? Can I use your telephone? Can we crash here for just a few days? We're from Rolling Stones, so it's okay. What was your name? You're someone I've seen. Has anyone said that you look like James Dean? Can I sit in your lap? Can I give you the clap? Can we rap but don't have much to say? Can I have your guitar? Can I ride on your car? Can you give me a role to play? Can I follow you home? Can I use your telephone? Can we crash here for just a few days? We're from Rolling Stone, so it's okay. Have you got any shit? Have you made your peace with Jesus yet today? Would you like to be a monk? Come on, let's go get drunk. Do you think Paul McCartney is okay? Can we crash here for just a few days? Oh, we're from Rolling Stones, so it's okay.
Man, did you hear me yell at Ted? Every once in a while when I'm muted, I can hear me, you know?
Yeah.
So I was wondering, oh, shit, I hope they didn't hear that one.
Shut the fuck up!
It was like getting... He was pressing the issue. I guess he's barking about Maggie C. I don't know where the fuck she went.
Okay.
She ain't out on the porch. Her smokes and shit are out there. She likes to walk around. I don't know. I don't know, man.
She's
a crazy chick. I'll tell you that.
Yes, she is.
She's real nice, though, man. Good people.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, Jesus. But, yeah, she's a little weird, man. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know that.
We had fun, though. She got
lady.
I know.
I'll tell you, man, that Sheldon Rothbard was on to something.
I like to look at her, too. Alas.
It's funny how Maggie C catches every show we ever did, but when she's right there at the home base, she disappears.
I know! What's that about, man? Her smokes are sitting there. Her notebook. She's been writing some novel all weekend. I kind of hope they get Harrison Ford to play me in the movie. I think he could pull it off.
Yeah.
Or George Clooney. One of the two.
Oh, man.
God. So, I guess we'll wrap it up.
Yeah,
I got nothing left, man.
Stuff.
I've been... You know, she got to see...
When I was clutching my chest with Woody Allen's TV show. I said, I can't die now. 7 days for Woody Allen's TV show.
I gotta live for Woody.
I tell you, I was in so much fucking pain. It was unbelievable.
Don't!
A Wilhelm scream. I kept yelling.
Oh, man. We have Wilhelm? I think he's in there.
Yeah, he's got to be in there.
Give me some pain. Give me some pain.
Winning?
No, close. There it is.
Hey, you know
it's
what?
Gonna
you
be Friday
put that
night.
In the video of you falling off the raft.
That would be epic. Except I think the raw footage of that has been lost to the.
We got to find something to put that Wilhelm screaming.
I think we'll,
it's got to be
we'll
something.
Put in our
political.
Dreams tonight. Tommy is coming down the hall as we speak. He's got on a blue suit. Shoot. Look at Hillary. I couldn't get over Hillary, man. I might even vote for her now. You know, after that, I mean, it was like, this is so fun. She is so fun. To parody.
You got four years.
I mean, the scandals. The emails.
I like the way Obama and several other people are saying, hey, they keep throwing things at her and nothing's sticking. That's because they're not letting it stick. They don't want her in jail. They want her in the White House.
No. She's wearing those Teflon Depends.
That's what it is.
Hit it, Tommy. Teflon Depends. I'd like to thank Pat McCormick, one of our writers, for that line. This whole show's scripted, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't already catch that. We're reading from a script.
Like Chad Dork Mannerly.
Dork Mannerly.
The
BB twins. a Mary Magoon and the twins. We'd like to thank them all. Wonderful. Oh, I didn't cough on the air yet. Hold on.
There you go.
There you go. There it is. All righty. There's some chunks. Chunky style. Everything is gesundheit. Hopefully Maggie C shows up. Eventually like to lock the doors.
I'm going to have to post that cocaine blues for our Donald Trump.
Well, I'll wait for the highlights. And we'll see what happens there. Well, it was a great show. It was.
Yeah, it was fun times.
Yeah, fun times.
Jay Bird's
here.
Hey, Jay Bird.
He's enthralled with the conversation. He's speechless. So that in itself tells you it's time to go.
Yes, hold the plug. Come in.
Time to go. Pull the string. Well, no show Friday. If there's a show next Monday, I have failed in my mission to have fun.
Hey,
so I'm saying there's no show Friday and there's no show next Monday. We'll see you next Friday. How's them apples?
Uh-oh. There you go.
And bring your Scotty Mobile with you because
Scotty,
you're doing all the driving, not me.
That's right. Matchbox.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Sweet. Awesome. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.